Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Welcome back, everybody. This is kind of a crazy podcast. So first of all, as you notice, I've had quite a few podcasts that have been me just recently, kind of giving you some of my thoughts and things. I wanted to make sure I got a lot of this out. Second of all, I've been super, super crazy busy with things that have been going on here at ClickFunnels, and I've had to cancel and reschedule probably at least half a dozen different podcasts. And it was kind of interesting. So today we ended up having our partner meeting here. So that means so we've got two co-founders, Russell Brunson and Todd Dickerson, are two co-founders, and there's four partners. Myself, I run all the business development at ClickFunnels. Our CTO, Ryan Montgomery. Brent Co-Peters handles all of our operations and things, and then John Park handles all of our marketing and traffic and things of that sort. So the six of us are all gathered together, and we're looking at the future as far as things that we need to build out for ClickFunnels. How do we grow ClickFunnels? How do we reduce churn? How do we do all these different things? And so one of the for any of you who've been listening to this podcast for a while, you've heard recently, Russell and I were down in Phoenix at Joe Polish and Dean Graziosi's Genius X, which is their 100K group. And one of the guys there was a business broker, and he was talking a lot about the importance of business. And really, when you're looking to sell a business or when you're looking to buy a business, the things you need to be looking for. And one of the principles he taught was this whole thing as far as the Rembrandt in the attic. So we're sitting there and we're looking at the potential of acquiring a couple of different companies to provide different services for ClickFunnels. And I was talking, I said, you know what? So when we're looking at things, some of the main things we need to take a look at are, you know, this, and this. And, you know, I want to make sure also that, you know, we're looking for those Rembrandts in the attic. You know, it's kind of like when you're buying a house and all that kind of stuff, and you see, and Russell's like, whoa, stop, Dave. You totally screwed up the story. You totally screwed this up. He goes, I'm sitting here looking across at Todd and Ryan and John and Brent, and he's going, I can see their eyes is rolling the back of their head because, Dave, you gave it no context as far as what this whole Rembrandt in the attic thing is. He goes, so guys, let me kind of back this car up here and kind of give you a little more context as far as what's going on and why this might be important to us when we're looking at different things to acquire. And so I had an awesome lesson from Russell on storytelling. And so he said, you know what? It's kind of like if you were to go out to buy a house. And let's just say this house is for sale for $100,000. So you go to this house and you're walking through the house with your agent. And while you're walking through this house, you're looking at different things. And all of a sudden up in the attic, you see this piece of art. And this piece of art happens to be an original Rembrandt. And you know that Rembrandt is probably worth $2 to $3 million. Well, the house is only for sale for $100,000. And so when you come back down and you talk to your agent, you tell your agent, you know what, I want to offer $200,000 for this house. And the agent's going, $200,000? Are you kidding me? It's only worth $100,000. He goes, yeah, I know they're asking $100,000. The reality is I want to make sure I get this house. I don't want to have anyone else steal this house out from underneath me. I don't want to get into bidding war or anything else. I literally just want to take this house off the market. And so I'm going to offer a ridiculous sum above what others would be paying for, because I know basically in the attic is this Rembrandt that no one else knows about. And all the partners go, oh, okay, now I got it. Now that makes sense, Dave. I totally screwed this one up. So the idea behind this, to continue this story, was I was talking with Michael Perella, who has a company called I Love Kickboxing. Amazing, amazing company. And he was talking about Orange Fitness, which is a company sold for, you know, $1.2 billion. Just a crazy, crazy multiple. And the irony behind it was like 20 or 30 times their EBITDA, which was, you know, in that industry, it's, you know, typical where you're going to be about a 12 to 16X multiple. And so it was just this crazy, crazy astronomical number. And everyone was like, why in the world would the buyer pay so much for just a fitness company? And the reason was because what the buyer understood was that Orange Fitness had technology based upon heart rate monitors and everything else that was cutting edge. It was above everything else. And the Rembrandt in the attic for the buyer in buying Orange Fitness was the heart rate monitors. So my only two things I want to make sure I kind of point out or get through this whole thing. The first of all is context, context, context. I'm really, really bad. This is one of my things I'm working on. As if any of you guys follow me on Facebook Live, I'm trying to get better at telling stories. It's not one of my strengths, and so I'm really trying to get better and better at telling stories. And a lot of that just is giving the context, spending more time on the backstory. I know I get super excited about different things, and I kind of forget to give people the context or the backstory. Russell is absolutely amazing at it. You'll find any real great writers will spend literally pages and sometimes chapters building up the backstory. If you take a look at, we were joking around here as far as Avengers Infinity War, and now the next two movies that are coming out are basically the prequels or backstories to characters that will be in the next movie. And so understand that the better you are at telling the backstory, your own backstory, the backstory of other things, it actually builds up anticipation. It can create demand. It can create enthusiasm. All these crazy things, all well in advance of what you're trying to do. So spend time really focused on knowing exactly how to do that. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, when you're taking a look at your own business or you're looking at other businesses, try to find out what are the Rembrandts in their attic. What are the things that are unique to your business? What are the things that provide added value? What are the things that, if you're taking a look at it and saying, you know what, yeah, my company's worth this, but because of this crazy technology, or what is the Rembrandt that you could paint in the eyes of your seller? So those are the two main things. Obviously, the biggest takeaway for me personally here is I need to get better at telling backstory. I need to better at adding context. So those are things I'm going to be working on a ton. You'll probably see a lot more if you're following me on Facebook Live. I'll be doing a lot of this. I'm probably going to be doing a lot more podcasts myself personally on this channel, trying to get better at providing more context and more backstory. So Russell, thanks again. I appreciate the lesson. And I'm going to be reading Expert Secrets again here real quick. And you'll find me actually kind of explaining on my Facebook Live how that, I'm going to go chapter by chapter on that. So anyways, wish you guys all the best in your business and everything that you're doing. Most importantly, spend time helping people understand the backstory. Create the emotional connection. That's where it's done. It's not done at the actual pitch. It's not done on the sales page, at the offer. You need the story. This is where we talk so much about hook, story, and offer. You got to create the hook, and that hook frequently is created through the backstory. Have an amazing day. We'll talk all soon. You know, one of the things that means a ton to me is the personal reviews that you guys leave on iTunes. If you wouldn't mind going out, rate the show. Let me know how I'm doing. Just go to iTunes, click on the episode, and rate it. Leave a comment. I read all the comments. I appreciate all the stars and everything everyone already left for me. Again, I really appreciate it, and it's my way of finding out how I'm doing. So if you don't mind, I'd really appreciate it, and Again, thank you so much for all that you guys do. Have a great day.